Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We come to this Sunday of the veneration of the Holy Cross. The Church, in her wisdom, puts before us this cross so that we can regauge, renew, reassess, because we've come to the middle of our Lenten journey. The Lord this morning beckons us, calls us, that if we are to follow Him, we are to deny ourselves, to take up His cross, and to follow our Lord. The Church has put the cross before us because we know that this is where we find life, that this is where we find the truth of all things, in the cross of our Lord. And in our hymnody, we glory, we revel, we celebrate the triumph of the cross and what our Lord has accomplished in and through the cross. It is why at the end of the services, but throughout this week, we bow down and we kiss and we venerate the cross, the wood which won our salvation. And our Lord this morning tells us and puts for us or underlines for us the gravity of this call to find our life through losing it, to find our life by crucifixion, because He tells us that we stand to lose everything if we do not lose ourselves. He asks, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? When we hear of the cross and we hear that we are to deny ourselves, that we are to not to seek to save our life, but to lose our life, there's an aspect here that makes us maybe grit our teeth a little bit. Because it seems like it is asking, that God is asking us to lose ourselves. That we are ourselves to be destroyed. Does He not say if we were to not follow this path, we are to lose our soul? And so it is in all of these little things that we think about, because for most of us, the world that offers all things, it's not that we dream, maybe some of us dream of this, of the largest house on the block, the newest, nicest car, to not have to worry, well, let me skip over that one, just to have everything in the most luxurious thing, right? That's not what we typically want. To gain the whole world for us, that's not really our aim, our goal. To become the richest man or woman in the world, to have all things, we just want the little things. When our Lord calls us to lose our life, He is not asking us to destroy ourselves. He's asking us to put to death the fake self. The self that has maybe not the dreams of the nicest car on the block, but gets really, really, really irritated in an absurd, irrational manner when somebody cuts you off in traffic. When your spouse maybe does not already understand everything that you have asked for the 1,000th time. That your children maybe for the 50,000th time that you've asked don't seem to get it. And there goes our impatience or our anger. that we have cordoned off for ourselves, maybe not the nicest, grandest things, but we have created our own armor, our own way of being in the world that feeds just kind of mundane selfishness. Or maybe we'll say low-grade carnality. Yes, I have lusted, but I have not committed adultery. Yes, I have gotten angry, but I have not hit anyone or murdered anyone. And it is that self that is always kind of cordoning off or making space just for us. And as we hear in the Epistle of James, where does all the strife, where do wars come from, but from the pleasures that come from within us? What Christ is doing in calling us to follow him, to deny ourselves, to pick up our own cross, is actually an invitation to our true self. The self that is underneath or that lies deeper than just the carnality, the selfishness. And you, I'm sure, have seen glimpses of this or have at times been living out of that space where love, compassion, humility, the desire for reconciliation, where we truly connect with God and with others. This is where the cross finds itself. Because to actually do these things, to love, to find compassion for others, to forgive others who have hurt us, is to die to ourselves. And it looks like little deaths. Or a long, protracted, invisible death. But it is what Christ calls us to. This is why in the church, when we talk about repentance, the path of salvation found in the cross as repentance is something that creates deep joy. Because the challenge of that false self or that fake self that wants things of the world is that it can never find joy. It can never be satisfied. It is always roving, looking for more. And repentance is when we actually find ourselves in Christ, where we actually experience and are overwhelmed with love, compassion, humility. I'm sure that you have experienced this, or you have touched it in God, in someone else. There is nothing more freeing if you know that you have wronged someone and they have no real reason that seems reasonable for them to forgive you, and they just release you. That place that Christ calls us to, this is where we find our soul. This is where we find Christ always already dwelling with us. Because this is the identity that we have in Christ. Ourselves crucified, our ego dead, but our self fully alive. This is why our Lord, and it may seem like an odd move that he does here, immediately talks about the end of things. For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed. We find our true identity in Christ, not a Christ that we have created in our imagination, but the Christ of the Gospels of the Church. This is why he says, me and my words. That the person of Christ is known through his words, through the teachings, through his commandments. And it's exactly those commandments that where we find ourselves to find crucifixion, to die to ourselves and to live. It is exactly our fascination, our enamorment with the world that makes us ashamed of Christ and ashamed of his commandments. There is the path of life through the cross, the death of our self, the death of our false self, and the finding of our true self through the words, the commandments, and life and example of Christ. We also this day celebrate Saint Tikhon, who was a great exemplar of exactly this reality, one who denied himself and followed Christ in a sinful and adulterous generation. Saint Tikhon is one who lived for the church, for his brothers and sisters. He lived and served here in North America, which is especially why we celebrate him this day, traversing all over this country. It is Saint Tikhon who was betrayed when he went back to Moscow, because at that time in North America, just to be clear as to why you're hearing the word Russia constantly this morning in the service, Saint Tikhon served in the church here in North America, was all with under the Omophorion of the Russian church, becoming from the missionaries from Alaska over. And it was Tikhon who here served this church to be able to bring others to Christ. He was then summoned back to Russia, and then he was actually elected Patriarch of Russia in the midst of the Bolshevik Revolution. While he was being elected, there was gunfire in the streets outside of the Kremlin. It is Saint Tikhon who himself suffered all of the chaos of a sinful and adulterous generation, but also betrayal from his supposed brothers in Christ, those within the church who joined in the revolution and wanted nothing else but to hollow out and destroy the church. So we can see how following after our Lord and picking up and denying ourselves can be from the small little interactions that we have in our families, with our coworkers, but can also be seismic world level things, where Tikhon took on the path of trying to keep the church together and faithful and navigate an incredibly tumultuous situation. This is why we have great love and affection for Tikhon, his service here, and for his example in the midst of our particular modern chaos. At the heart of our Lord's call, there's nothing that Christ has asked of us that he himself did not do. This is the God who puts before us the cross, but who himself first climbs up on the cross and dies for us. This is a God who does not just ask random sacrifices for us, but is the God who sacrificed for us. So brothers and sisters, as we go through this week and remember the cross and venerate the precious wood of the cross, let us contemplate in our lives the places where we need the cross, where we need to die to our false self, or the things that are not really what we need. Because what do we have to gain? We have everything to gain. Everything of value, our souls, heaven itself. And what do we have to lose but everything? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.